Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Star Wars Junk Podcast, your home for all your Star Wars junk needs. Tonight, we're discussing the Boba Fett standalone film. Check out our sponsor, SkywardFunSupply.com, from Funko Pops to 3¾-inch figures, all the way to 6-inch Black Series. Check them out for all your Star Wars toy needs. My name is Zach Weber. Tonight, I'm joined by Mark.
Hello, everyone.
Jim.
Good evening.
And Darren, Mr. Star Wars Junk.
Hello, everybody.
Join us as we discuss these topics. Okay, gentlemen, we have nothing to base this episode off of. It is 100% unbridled speculation. We can be as wrong as we'd like. I don't know about you, but my Boba Fett spinoff film is kind of like a Roger Rabbit film. I'm going to throw in some Mickey Mouse. I'm going to throw in some Bugs Bunny. Hell, let's just throw in some Transformers, Power Rangers. To me, that's my Boba Fett film. But let's bring us back into the real world. So, Mark, please tell us what the closest concrete fact we have in regards to a Boba Fett movie is.
Well, first, before we get into this, I just want to mention that it has been noted by various Star Wars fan sites that Kathleen Kennedy is planning to announce what the third spinoff film will be at some point this summer. I do not know when exactly that'll be. I mean, it could be in the beginning of the summer. I mean, technically it's now June. It could be towards the end of summer. There's also the fact that it could be, you know, during a event of sorts, like a con. Like, for example, with San Diego Comic-Con coming up, I'm sure there will be a Lucasfilm panel then, and we will, you know, we may hear something about that. Or D23, which is the Disney's con deal with that entails. It's not really a con. I'm not going to get into what, you know, D23 is about, but there will probably be a Lucasfilm panel then too, of sorts, and maybe an announcement. I know 2 years ago, they haven't over 2 years, and I know 2 years ago they had, what they did was that they announced basically the filming of Rogue One back then, and they gave us a preview picture, like the very first picture of the characters, when we first saw Jen and the whole cast in their uniforms, in their costumes.
With that being said, do we feel confident that we're going to, I think, like you said, Mark, we're definitely going to get a spinoff announcement sometime this summer. It's either Comic-Con or D23. Do we feel confident it's a Boba Fett film or a film that will star him? Or is it going to be the Obi-Wan spinoff film?
I'm 75% sure that it's going to be the Boba Fett one. And I say 75% because that's the one that has been rumored for the longest time up to this point. There have been other rumors, like, you know, like you mentioned, the Obi-Wan one, but the strongest one has been the Boba Fett one. I'm sure many of y'all may know this, but in case you don't know, is that back when the whole Fantastic Four director, Josh Trank, he was scheduled to do one of the spinoffs, but then some issues happened during his filming of Fantastic Four. And he exited the project, and then the story goes that
he was thrown off that faster than I don't know
right,
what.
I know, but you know, I'm going by the official account. Of course, there's the rumors.
That's no fun.
I know. Well, I mean, you could throw that in there too. Of course, you know. I mean, yeah.
Is it speculation?
Yes.
Yeah. So one thing is that so back then when that whole stuff was happening, the rumor was that he was doing the Boba Fett spinoff film, but you know, because of what happened, the other film that was going to happen after the Josh Trank film got pushed up, and which is the Han Solo spinoff. So that one was supposedly, the rumor goes that one was going to be the third one, but because of what happened with Josh Trank, you know, they pushed that one up, and now, you know, this one will be the third one, you know, to find a new director and, you know, make new scripts or whatever. But anyway, that's the rumor.
It's not official, but it's been pretty, you know, it's pretty strong rumor that there was even a teaser reel for the Boba Fett movie for 2015, which was going to be shown at Celebration. But that was the one where Josh Trank was going to be there, and then all of a sudden he didn't show up.
Right. That was the other thing too. They gave us this story that he got sick and he wasn't able to make it. But then, as you know, there was more behind. You know, there was more than met the eye. So.
All right, Jim, what's your thoughts on all this?
They're giving great background, because I'd forgot about some of that stuff. That was great, guys. Good job Darren and Mark. I think the Boba Fett movie is a good thing. I think personally there's three scenarios that would work. Showing him getting out of the Sarlacc pit and then having an adventure after that, and that would tie it into Return of the Jedi. A adventure between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, or even a mission from like Darth Vader, because clearly in Empire Strikes Back, they've had run-ins before. And maybe between A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back, something that he has to do an errand for Vader or something along those lines. I think there's going to have to be a lot of support characters in this one to make it fly.
Right, yeah, I agree with it.
Actually, it's really interesting because what you just reminded me of, Jim, I'm not sure if any of you played the Force Unleashed 2, but there is a, I don't want to call it a scene or a sequence in that, where Boba Fett, I think, is on Kamino with Darth Vader, and it's a small scene, it's not very long, but it's basically something along the lines of, you call it again, Boba Fett, again, he's being enlisted by Vader, Boba Fett, in order to do some sort of task. I think it's, again, I haven't played Force Unleashed 2 in a while, but it's something, but all I remember is Boba Fett saying the line, I'm going to need a garrison of stormtroopers, and they're not coming back. Which, that could be interesting. I keep thinking of a Boba Fett film being post-Return of the Jedi, but it would be fun seeing that again back during the original trilogy era.
Well, and I think they're going to have to do something like they did Rogue One. When they brought Rogue One back, when they brought Rogue One in, they made A New Hope relevant again. They brought interest back into that, and I can't see them not doing something like tying into one of the other films and bringing some obscure line or something like that. Like when Vader looks at him, he looks right at Boba Fett on the bridge of the Star Destroyer and goes, no disintegrations. They've had a run-in before where Boba Fett apparently disintegrated somebody he didn't want disintegrated.
Yeah, that was Owen and Emperor. But that's just my theory.
and absolutely, you could have something like that, but I think it's going to have a really strong supporting cast of familiar characters to bring it in, to get people to buy in. Boba Fett, one of my favorite. I had the 12-inch character when I was a kid. You've seen the poster I have on my wall. I'm a big fan of his, but I'm not sure he can carry he could carry the film. The problem is, would it be wide enough for a big enough audience that it would do well enough that they'd keep these kind of legend anthology films going?
I mean, I think so, but I mean, he's more popular than the story of Rogue One was before Rogue One came out, and they went with it. But I think it'd be more of a bounty hunter movie than actual Boba Fett.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
And I can see that because there was a whole cast of characters in Empire Strikes Back right there that we barely got names out of. And if you've read the Expanded Universe, they're all in the Expanded Universe books. And even the Bounty Hunter series they had, which I enjoyed, that centered around Boba Fett and Dendar and a couple of the others.
It's just every spinoff movie that have gone back to pre-A New Hope. So I would like for them to go after Return of the Jedi and show him come out of the Sarlacc pit.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, but I got a feeling if they do it, they'll do it pre-A New Hope. And if they do it pre-A New Hope, does that mean Boba Fett will show up in Han Solo as a little introduction so they can have
him? I think he has to show up in the Han Solo movie.
They had a run-in with Lando in the Expanded Universe. There's a run-in with them.
Yeah, and Han knows him for sure. I mean, Han knows his name and everything.
The only thing about, though, is that post-Return, the Boba Fett movie, hypothetically, would be coming out in 2020, which is after the sequel. The sequel trilogy's over at that point. So pretty much all the major plot points of that era would be not well mapped out, but they'd have a good idea where they want to go with things. And I'm not sure if any of you are reading the new books, but in the Aftermath trilogy, there's a character called Cobb Vanth who apparently acquires Mandalorian armor on Tatooine. I forget where. I'm going to look it up right now. But he acquires Mandalorian armor and he leads like a Spartacus-esque revolt on Tatooine, like now that like all the Hutts and the gangsters are kind of losing control of the planet. And they don't explicitly say that it's Boba Fett's armor, but considering the fact that I think it's Jawas they're selling the armor, it leads you to believe that obviously it was scavenged at some point, and either, again, there's no reference to whether Boba Fett lives, but it sounds like his armor has been reclaimed by this person called Cobb Vanth. Just throwing that out there. That is canon right now. So
right, it was badly damaged, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. The armor. If I remember, yeah. I remember that part of it. Yes, you're right. Good job, Zach. I forgot about that.
I think that could be interesting, though, is that because I know there was a rumor, and I think, Darren, you probably remember this, wasn't there a rumor going around that I think Kasdan wanted to completely retcon the story of Boba Fett being a clone trooper, and they were going to do something like this, kill the character and have somebody else reclaim the armor? I know that was a rumor, but
yeah,
it got around a lot.
I really hope they don't go with that. But
no, they're not going with that. I mean, I heard that rumor, but I think I was pretty much shut down right away.
Well, it is true to an extent, though, because there is, I guess, they are doing that post Return of the Jedi. Somebody, unless there's a lot of Mandalorians on Tatooine, they
right, are. No. I was referring to the retcon. You know, the rumor. That's what I was referring to.
When was he going to be retcon? I mean, was it the? Is it the Boba Fett from the original trilogy? Would that have been?
Well, okay. So the rumor goes, and this is a rumor that was kind of stoked up to bring about anti prequel trilogy folks. This movie could have told like a story of where the Boba Fett that we were introduced to in Episode 2, he was killed, and then somebody else took his armor and now is walking around, and identify himself as Boba Fett due to having, the original Boba Fett's armor. And, that was a retcon. But that got shut down quick.
He's got the same voice in the original trilogy as the prequels, as Jango, so.
Real quick, going to Wikipedia, I looked up Cobb Vanth's biography. This is what it says. While little is known about his origins, Cobb Vanth was once a slave who had star-shaped scar tissue carved onto his back. By the time of the Battle of Endor, Vanth had freed himself and become the self-appointed lawman of Freetown on Tatooine. Following the death of Jabba the Hutt, Vanth encountered Adam Charu, a representative of the Red Key Mining Company, which actually, if you read the Aftermath trilogy, sounds like that might become something involved with the Guavian Death Gang or Kanja Club. It's a shady organization, but anyway, though, which was actually a front for the Red Key Crime Syndicate. Charu had just obtained a chest of Mandalorian armor that had once belonged to Boba Fett from a group of Jawa scavengers. Charu had been sent by the crime lord to retrieve Boba Fett's armor, and Vanth did something and eventually took it away from him. But yeah, so it is explicitly mentioned it is Boba Fett's armor. So the armor does not belong to Boba Fett anymore by the time of after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, that's odd if they're going to bring him back after that time period, because.
like Jim said, though, that I don't think if they do bring that character back, it's definitely going to be I would imagine, considering the fact that what they're doing with spinoff films is that they're picking one particular line of dialogue from one of the original trilogy films, and they're saying, okay, let's expand upon that. If Rogue One's was the opening crawl from A New Hope, Boba Fett's film is going to be the No Disintegrations line. I'm pretty sure that's going to be their gateway into a new movie with him.
Yeah, unless they could set up something in Han Solo. A storyline there.
They could do that, though, but that's really... isn't the whole point of these spin-off films to be really kind of, not dead ends, but self-contained?
Yeah, it's supposed to be one and done, is what Kathleen Kennedy said, each one.
I don't know, I think you could definitely do a Boba Fett movie with him keeping the mask on the entire, or the helmet on the entire time. Back to Dread 2012, it's possible. I just don't know if it would be, if audiences would accept that. A character that we never see their face.
Yeah, I don't want the mask to come off. I don't even care who's playing him. Just give me Boba Fett.
That'd be interesting. I think if it, like you said, it would be it'd probably have to be almost like a Dirty Dozen or the exact opposite of Rogue One. Or maybe you do get like Bosk and you get all these different bounty hunters like kind of doing something.
IG-88, all them. Yeah. Well,
imagine if you got to see IG-88 actually like operate. That'd be a fun one when it comes to computer effects.
They could do it a lot better now. But yeah, I'm thinking like a Suicide Squad film, I guess.
Yeah.
But none of them can die, though. See, basically, like all the major characters, if they unless they did it post post Empire Strikes Back, you'd kind of know which characters would survive and which wouldn't.
Yeah, that's true.
But you could still, that would still be viable because Boba Fett survives, you know that.
Yeah, but well, obviously, you expect him to survive. But like, I know, again, going back to the Aftermath trilogy, Dengar is still alive post Return of the Jedi.
Is that canon?
That's canon. Yep, Dengar is still alive.
And I
alive
know Boss is alive in Return of the Jedi because he's in Jawa's palace.
Mm-hmm. Someone also, like if you know your Clone Wars history, the bounty hunter Embo, he's alive, but they say his dog is not. Or his dog creature, excuse me. I forget. The dog creature has a name. I unfortunately had forgotten it.
But hopefully what they would do is, you know, do a Dirty Dozen and have some new ones also that we can.
Maybe they're on a mission from the Emperor or even Darth Vader at that point. You could bring him into it. Maybe they're searching for that amulet he's got in his hand that he uses to deflect weapons fire.
Amulet?
Yeah, there's an amulet and he has in his glove. It's rumored that it allows him to deflect the weapons fire.
I didn't know that.
That's Legends though, right?
Yeah, it's definitely Legends.
Oh, okay.
But they are pulling from Legends, you know, from most of these.
Yeah, that seems a little hokey though.
Well, but I'm thinking of something that they have to go do in order to, you know, Darren might be on the right track. I think, you know, it have to be something like that and a journey of some kind on a mission.
But here's the hard part for Disney. Do they make them heroes or do they make them really bad scum? I mean, it's hard to root for them if they're doing a secret mission for the Empire, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be anti-heroes.
I mean, adults would like it, but that's a ballsy move for Disney.
I think after Rogue One, you kill off the entire cast. I don't think that would bother them. If they could pitch it, if the story's right, I don't think having bad guys as your heroes. I think about, what's his name? Cassian Andor shoots somebody in the back. I don't think anything like that would be off limits for them. As long as it's good taste.
Well, and look at Darth Vader. Darth Vader destroyed, cut, rip. I mean, he went through them, and that's even apparently toned down from what it actually was shot.
Oh, yeah.
That scene does have more in common with the Friday the 13th film than it does anything in Star Wars.
Oh, it's a horror scene, for sure.
Well, so I'm guessing Darren's got a very good point, though. Darren's got a good, I mean, he does. He's dead on because you're going to root for Boba Fett because you like Boba Fett. You're just going to, I agree with him. The mission's going to be a very interesting, but you can formulate a mission. You can come up with that. That's not hard. That doesn't involve dealing with any hardcore rebels that are popular fan favorites.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even have to do with rebels. Like, I mean, he's a bounty hunter for hire, so.
Right.
They could take it out of the whole rim of the Empire and Rebels, which would be interesting if they just stay away altogether from Vader and all that.
But would the fan base be tolerant of that?
I think if it's a good movie, yeah, it will be. I think that's what comes.
That's easier said than done, though. We've had, right. Think about that. Every Star Wars film we get now has X-Wings and TIE Fighters in it. Would the fan base really accept something that's not that firmly yes, you can't really get more iconic than Boba Fett, except for maybe Darth Vader. But at the same time, though, I don't know. Again, the fan base is unforgiving with things that are new. We've learned that from the prequels. It's something that does not mirror what they want, they get antsy. Not saying that they won't accept it entirely. Plus, if they do another team-up bounty hunter film trying to capture something, that sounds eerily similar to Rogue One. It's kind of just the opposite side of the coin from Rogue One.
Right, yeah.
I don't get me wrong. It would definitely be a bounty hunter film. But I think that'd be more interesting where you sit there, maybe where Rogue One obviously is the trope of you coalesce the heroes, you pluck them each from different corners of the universe. Maybe the opposite of that is you have them start off as a team, the bounty. They're working on a mission, and slowly, one by one, they sit there either betray each other, or they're picked off, or through different means, or they're manipulated, until eventually all you have left is Boba Fett.
I'm thinking like what's the name of the movie? The Quentin Tarantino movie, not Pulp Fiction, the first one.
Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah.
A heist gone wrong?
Yeah.
Or it could be all these bounty hunters are hired by different people and going after the same thing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I've got a mission. Who gets there first? Maybe a cannonball run with bounty hunters.
Right. If you, the key to Boba Fett is you have to stick with the roots and what you know, because that's what fans will be looking for. You can change it to something in the end, but you've got to give them something they know so they can buy in.
Right. And you can't change him too much, because that's what everyone freaked out with the prequels to. It's like, they don't want to know. People don't want to know a lot about Boba Fett.
That's the catch-22 with that character, okay, though. How do you sit there, expand on something that most people would like left a mystery?
Right,
yeah. Well, and there's nothing that says you can't leave him the mystery.
Yeah, just stick it in the middle of a movie. Don't give him any bet. Just don't go into, you know, don't have his dad in it or his, well, have we seen
it? Think about how much, looking exclusively at the original trilogy, how much do we know about Boba Fett? You have no disintegrations, and that's pretty much it. There's really nothing else.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. Ahead of past. I mean, Han's frozen, but he knows his name when he wakes up. So,
well, but also remember, in Empire Strikes Back, remember, he runs. Han gets spooked and runs into bounty hunters on Ormondel. There's another line.
In there. Right, that's a whole story. That's the whole key you were looking for of a spinoff movie.
And there's but also. God, I had something else. One second. Keep going. Someone else talk.
See, you could do a whole movie about
that
line.
That, and then also, Boba Fett mouths back to Vader.
Yeah.
No one does. No one's willing to do it. I've only seen one other guy in A New Hope that did it. But Boba Fett goes right at him and calls him out right there on it. There's a history there. There's a history there that they've dealt with each other.
What do you mean he calls him out on it? What are we talking about, in the carbon freezing chamber?
Yes, but when he's torturing him.
Oh.
Remember?
Oh, he's torturing
him. He's not scared of both. He's not scared of Darth Vader.
He's not. He stands right up to him and says, he's no good to me, dead.
Yeah, anybody else would have said it. Just whatever you want to do, Vader.
There's a history. There is a history you could pluck from in order to fabricate something. We've just mentioned you've got probably Empire Strikes Back, of course, is the big one, because you've got multiple instances. But the only one other guy is mouthed off to him, and that guy was with the officer when they're on the Tantive IV. The officer, when they're standing there after the invasion, he goes, Holden Herr is dangerous.
Yeah.
Word leaks out to the Senate. You know, he's the only other guy in all the movies that runs his mouth, and Boba Fett went toe-to-toe with him. So I think you have a history there, and anybody who's, you know, can see it.
Yeah, and anybody that questioned Vader in Empire.
Yeah! Or failed. Got choked.
Yeah, and he even threatened, Lando even tried to stand up to him one time, and, you know.
Yeah!
Let him know that he's not going to be talked to like that.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Oh, man, now you got me concerned, though. So now, So you're pitching it, it's making too much sense in the line. No, I'm trying, not to make that sound like it's a backhanded compliment, but does that mean we're gonna be getting Darth Vader in the Boba? That sounds like we're probably going to get Darth Vader in the Boba Fett zone.
I hope not.
It makes too much sense.
I don't have a problem with it. I look forward to it. I think it's fine.
I know you're the only person that wants a Darth Vader spinoff film. I know you're the one who wants.
Oh, I would have the Vader spinoff film. I think you they've got the whole book that's canon now, The Rise of Darth Vader.
That's not canon.
Is it? It's not canon.
What's it called?
You're talking about Lords of the Sith?
No, it's the.
They got a comic book that came out.
No, it's a book. It's called The Rise of Darth Vader.
Wait,
we'll come back. We'll address it. We're sticking to Boba Fett. So I'm not trying to cause trouble, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think,
Jim, that book's not canon. That's not. It was released in 2005. It's not canon. Unless they pick things from it in the last couple. Again, the author who wrote that has done new canon books, so it's possible that he might have plucked certain things from that. But the book as a whole is not canon anymore.
That's too bad. That's my bad. But I still think he needs to be in.
Yeah.
I would still like to see him in it.
See him in it, but I don't want to see him like in Rogue One. I don't want to see him running around with his lightsaber. I think we've seen enough working for Boba Fett or their history. We'll be okay with.
I could get behind that if done properly.
Yeah. I don't want to feel shoehorned. I don't feel like, hey, we're putting him in, or I don't want people to think, oh, we're getting another Vader movie, and go in expecting You know.
Speaking of Boba Fett in spinoff films, Mark, do you remember this? Like, it was about, I don't know, 1 to 2, it had to be at least almost 2 years ago. There was, like, something with, like, Lego, like, there was some, like, I think German Lego event where it was, like, Rogue One, and the little emblem for the Rogue One Lego stuff was Boba Fett, or it was, like, Slave One. Everyone started freaking out thinking Boba Fett was going to be in Rogue One. Do you remember that at all?
I do. There was a shot of display at some toy fair. It said like Slave One or something like that, but that was just like a generic thing. It had no tie to Rogue One at all.
That'd be fun if he was in Rogue One. I would like that.
Yeah, there were. I think there were some rumors about that he could possibly have shown up in Rogue One. There was a rumor also about Han Solo being in Rogue, the young Han Solo being in Rogue One, which didn't really make sense to me, because being that Rogue One setting was going to be a bit more closer to the, you know, the time of A New Hope. So, but anyways, that was quickly squashed.
And he was also rumored to be in The Force Awakens because his flag is at Maz's castle.
Yeah, that's a nice Easter egg, though. I have no
problem. Yeah, I know. But you know how people are on the internet.
Yeah, wow. That's more Easter egg stuff.
Yeah, and once somebody sees something in a trailer, you know, it blows up.
When the Force Awakens was, you know, coming out, you know, people were so stoked about it, and you know, they wanted to look for clues on anything of what, you know, of something in the past that could possibly be tied with this. So, yeah, there was a lot of people that were, you know, looking at that shot of Maz's castle and really, trying to inspect for clues to see what does it all mean and all that.
Yeah, I think there were some pod race flags in there too.
Yeah, there was some of that too as well. There was just a lot of flags, and
maybe Maz hired Boba Fett to get the lightsaber.
There you go.
There's another idea right there.
We were talking about the bounty hunters that they talk about in Empire from that planet they ran into. What was that planet?
Ormondale.
Ormondale. If they did that movie, could they work in Han Solo? Because he has to be there. But don't we? But we need Harrison Ford in that era. We can't have the new guy pop in between.
Oh boy!
Here we go. That's the problem of recasting actors that are still alive.
Yeah, I can see him. A younger, it doesn't bother me. But then if you mess it with a timeline and you bring in a younger guy to play an older Harrison Ford of that Empire time period, that's when it gets crazy.
Yep, there it is. That's the problem. That's one thing about Star Wars. It's an ever-shifting continuity in the sense that there's things going on all at once from every different era. So it's really hard to kind of navigate that. It's really weird trying to use the correct tense of something with Star Wars.
Right, right. But it'd be hard to do that movie without Han. And I don't want to see a CGI young Harrison Ford running around.
Hey, if done right, I have no problem with it.
Yeah, I guess if they got good at it.
Well, and it could just be a run-in where they cross paths there. It doesn't necessarily have to be centric around that, I guess.
Yeah, and he doesn't say he ran into Boba Fett. So it could be like one of the other bounty. We don't have to see the scene. Another bounty hunter can mention it. Hey, I just bumped into that Han Solo guy.
This is a completely random observation. But you notice on Empire, when like I think it's right after they tortured Han, and Lando comes in. And Lando never refers to Boba Fett as Boba Fett. It's just the bounty hunter. He's never referred to explicitly by name. Just he got before Vader gives him over to the bounty hunter.
Yeah, we never hear his name until Jedi.
I don't think Lucas ever took Boba Fett seriously.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard he didn't like how Boba Fett took off and became such an iconic figure. That's what I've always heard.
Yeah. For the life of me, I just do not see what the appeal of Boba Fett is in regards to how it appeals so much to the fans of the original trilogy that grew up with it. Lord. I know.
He's a badass.
But the way I see it is like, it must be the armor. It must be that the armor was something that was so appealing, and that's why he's got this iconic status now. Because, I mean, when you think about it objectively, Boba Fett's just, you know, he doesn't really do much. He's barely in the movies.
Okay.
Yeah. He basically.
Now he's just being mean. Now Mark just being mean.
He basically goes quickly away and uninspiring in an uninspiring way in the Return of the Jedi.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, okay.
I mean, you get what I'm saying? I mean, just look at it objectively. Like, look at it like not being a fan.
Do we have some ointment? So I think Boba Fett just got burned.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, how he just kind of unceremoniously goes down, you know, in Return of the Jedi, you know, because, you know, he's this guy in this cool armor, and then, you know, he just gets hit with a long stick in his and he goes, and he bumps into that big, you know, sail barge, and he goes down. So, and, you know, just looking at it objectively, and then I think to myself, I'm like, okay, it must be the jetpack. I think that's what gave him that cool status or something.
I mean, he was cool, but let me, you got to get in the frame of mind of.
Darren, please clear this up, please.
Got to get into that mindset of the pre-internet days, where we had nothing Star Wars, and then also we got an action figure of this cool-looking guy that we knew nothing about, and then we got the holiday special cartoon, and we got little glimpses of him. It built up that character that we were looking forward to Empire. So it was more than just, you know, we didn't have the internet to talk about it. We had, who is this? For 2 years, almost. So I think that worked a lot into it for the older fans.
So just let me get this straight. So the first time folks got a glimpse of Boba Fett was on a toy, and it wasn't the Christmas, the holiday special?
The first glimpse was a parade in California.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and then I think the holiday special and the offer came around about the same time.
Interesting, because I had always assumed that it was a holiday special that introduce this character, because I think to myself, why would they introduce this character in something that is way before the movie even comes out? I mean, this is a concept, and this also comes back into mind, this thing I've been seeing a lot in merchandise, prototype Boba Fett. I, for the life of me, I do not see the appeal to this look of Boba Fett, this whole prototype Boba Fett shtick. I don't see why they, you know, there's always like merchandise of it and not just Boba Fett itself. I mean, can somebody explain to me what the whole appeal of prototype Boba Fett is?
That I can't explain with you because I'm on the same page with you. I got into it with the guy that runs the Boba Fett fan club website. And I said it was neat when they did it one time. But now every era, they got to have a pop of all Boba Fett. They got to have a Black Series.
There it is.
Like, they got everything. So I understood when they did it the first time, the figure, but I don't see the appeal for it. What to keep adding it to every line.
I still think it looks cool.
Yeah, it looks cool. I like the color better. I like the.
Okay, I have an explanation as to why I think taking away the physical appearance of Boba Fett. I think it goes back to, you take the character of Han Solo, and please, Darren and Jim, disagree with me if you must, or if you can.
What?
No, wait, listen, no. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, I think you'll agree with me on this. No, what it is, though, is that, think about it. And like Mark said, Boba Fett, if you actually like count what Boba Fett does in the movie, he does. He doesn't really do anything. He just kind of sits there. Like, he doesn't have, like, a cool scene. Like, it's not like Han Solo blowing or helping Luke blow up the Death Star or Luke doing this. It's not like that. But you take the character of Han Solo. Han Solo is probably the coolest character in the Star Wars universe. Am I right? I mean, like, cool as in, like, like James Dean slicked back hair cool. Would you disagree with me on that?
No, I mean, I guess he's cool.
Yep.
Jim, would you agree with that?
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
All right, so you have this character, Han Solo, who's the ultimate rebel. He's all these things. He plays by his own rules. He's never been defeated. He always gets out of every situation, whether through talking his way out of it or with a blaster. And then you have this mysterious character who's like the gunslinger in the Wild Wild West, who shows up out of nowhere and completely outsmarts the guy who can never be outsmarted. And on top of that, he has this mysterious background, like Darren and Jim were saying, you know, nothing about him. You don't even see his face. And on top of that, he's aesthetically pleasing beyond anything anyone could ever imagine. And I think that's why Boba Fett has this indelible impact on Star Wars. He's able to outsmart the guy who outsmarts everyone. And that's what he does. That's why he's in such a unique position by the end of Empire. And that's why, and like you were saying, Darren, when we get to Return of the Jedi, he dies unceremoniously. Like Mark said, he gets whacked in the back with a stick and then crashes into the side of the sail barge and gets eaten. Lucas, I probably did feel that the character probably escaped his grasp in the sense of where he wanted to go with things. I don't think the character was ever meant to really sit there, really spawn this sort of following. But I think that's really what it is. Boba Fett is a character that outsmarts the character that outsmarts everyone. And on a thematic level, I think that's why he's popular beyond the armor.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. And let me, I don't know if you know this or not, but from what Lucas has said is that Boba Fett was going to have a much bigger part in Jedi. And he was going to be like Han Solo's villain. You know, like Luke had Vader, Han was going to have Boba Fett, and it was going to expand past episode 6. But when he decided to end it after Jedi, he just said, let's just kill him off at the beginning.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Neither did I.
Yeah, that's how he started off as.
Yeah, I did not know that at all.
I know he changed a lot of things. I have that J.D. Rinsler book, Making Return of the Jedi. And God, that thing's like a phone book. I haven't gotten through even like a 16th of it. But no, I know he changed a lot of Return of the Jedi after, compared to where he originally wanted to go with things. I know that's probably the one Lucas had the most control over of the original trilogy.
And I thought with the Boba Fett, there's another thing, two things I like about Boba Fett. I like Slave One. Like Darren was saying, it was completely different. It was a new ship. And then I also thought it would be good to figure out why Boba Fett went from to the one weapon, to the one blaster rifle, to where Jango had the two guns. I thought there's also a story in that also.
Okay.
That could be interesting.
Oh. Yeah, that
Boba Fett's also in, he's also been in Clone Wars, wasn't he? He was also growing up in that.
As a kid, yeah. Apparently there was an unfinished story arc where it was going to be something Cad Bane wanted to have a fight with Boba Fett because he had a rivalry with Jango Fett. And obviously Jango Fett was killed before him and Cad Bane could have their face off. So Cad Bane was going to train Boba Fett in order to be Jango's equal. And then they were going to have some sort of fight where Cad Bane could finally learn who was better, him or Jango Fett. And they showed some part of animatic of that, the past celebration. And basically it would explain how Boba Fett got the dent in his helmet.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
You could bring Cad Bane would be a great... I love the character Cad Bane. I thought he was great.
But after a while, though, how much of this Boba Fett movie would kind of be like the opening of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, where everything about the character is explained in one experience of his life?
Hate that. That's what worries me about the Han Solo movie. I don't want to see him do the castle run. I don't want to see him win the Millennium Falcon. I don't want to see him and Lando play. I mean, I don't want everything to happen in one movie.
I'm pretty sure that. Well, I tell me if I'm wrong. I think I am. Didn't I read somewhere that the Han Solo movie's going to take place over, like, it's not just going to be exactly one specific time. It's going to be like two different times. Like, it's going to be like, I don't know, 1 year and then like 3 years later. Did I read that somewhere?
I've heard that. I don't know if it's just a rumor or not. It's kind of like how Rogue One did with General. Okay. Yeah, but like I don't want to see him get Chewy and then make the council run and then lose the Falcon. I was like, I don't need to see everything he's ever talked about in Star Wars in one movie.
That's what I'm afraid. I feel like that's the thing about Rogue One, though. By Rogue One not being about a legend, or what they call it, a legend, what's the correct term? They call it legendary character or a legend character, like in like a core character.
Right.
You didn't have to worry about that, where it's really just you're taking an event that's never been expanded upon. And you're focusing on it, which is fine. That's where you can throw in Jyn Erso, throw in Chirrut and Baze. And you do things like that. But if you do one character, it's kind of like how Jim pitched it. You're kind of tied to what we know about that character. And considering that we know very little about, or what we know about Boba Fett is very, what's concrete about him is very little.
Right.
That's where I get a little bit antsy, because it's like, again, it can be done, though. Like Dread 2012 shows you can have a character wear a helmet for an entire movie, and you can make a good movie, except nobody saw Dread.
Yeah, well, it flopped, so that part still makes me more a little worried.
And that's what it is, though. It's like, I can't imagine, and also, if they ever do a Boba Fett movie, they're not going to hire I don't want to say interpretive dancer, but like they're not going to hire somebody who just does... Well, I don't mean like that, but like they're not going to hire someone who's really good at emoting through body language. They're going to hire a name. That'd be one, like, where they hire, like, I don't know, like a Tom Hardy, or I'm trying to think who else could, like, how tall is Boba Fett?
Like, well, one thing you got to go with is look. If he's a clone,
then remember they're not going to take the mask off. I would imagine they're not going to take the helmet. Well, if that's true, they're going to have to cast Tamora Morrison. I don't think there's any way they're going to do that.
No, no. And I wouldn't mind. I mean, if they're going to cast anybody, I wouldn't mind seeing the kid that played young Boba Fett, but I don't know how good. I haven't seen him act in anything yet, so.
I don't think, does he even look like Tamora Morrison anymore?
No, but it kind of goes, I kind of in my mind.
I think they're the both same of ethnicity, I believe. Yeah. I think they're both Pacific Islanders, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so, but.
Now that you mentioned Tamora Morrison, I would think that if they're going to do, like, you know, the spin-off with him being an adult, they're going to have him for a voice. Tamora Morrison still does voice acting, I believe. And, you know, and it's better because it's canonical.
I would love to see him do it. But you don't think they can do it like they did Vader? Well, they don't. I mean, like, three people played Vader in Rogue One.
As far as, the person in the suit, I mean, it could be him, it could be anybody, but the voice should be Tamora Morrison, and I think no one would have a problem. I mean, he's done it for. I think he did the voice for Boba Fett for Star Wars Battlefront, if I'm not mistaken.
Tamora Morrison's still in that though, but like that's not like if you're gonna do a Hollywood movie, you're not gonna have on the poster the Boba Fett a standalone or a Star Wars story, then have Tamora Morrison's name as the marquee. They're not gonna do that.
Well, Star Wars never goes for names.
No.
No, Star Wars don't go for names. That's been.
Well, no, but Felicity Jones is a name. Donald Glover is a name. It's like Tamora Morrison is not. They're not. They might have him come in and do dubbing.
I think what you're thinking of is a Star Wars of today versus the Star Wars of under George Lucas.
Donald Glover. I don't think the common person walking down the road that's not a huge movie fan knows who that is before Rogue One.
But what I'm trying to say is that they're not going to tomorrow. It's fine, but they want an actor. Again, if you are going to have an actor that's complete, okay, you got to look at this under the guise of the Hollywood game. Like that would be a challenge for most actors going an entire movie without showing your face. Because obviously,
That's why you get somebody. That's why you get somebody like Vader, where it has three different actors.
But again, if you're not going to have a film that revolves around one character. Have that and then not cast somebody that's going to sit there bring people in. Like, you're not going to have, again, if they did a Darth Vader standalone movie, it would not be Darth Vader and then have a random guy. Like, if it is a movie that's exclusively about Darth Vader, like how Jim wants, they would have to cast an actor that would sit there and say, oh, okay, it wouldn't just be a stunt guy. You wouldn't just have a stunt man be the main character.
That would have to be Christian.
What's that?
It would have to be Hayden. If he takes the helmet,
had to be Hayden Christensen. We can only hope. But that's what I think. Like, if they ever did do that, again, Boba Fett, it would be an act. I'm not saying it would be Brad Pitt as Boba Fett. I'm not saying that. But like, it would be an actor with an not Daniel Day-Lewis either. But it would be an actor where everyone would go, "Oh wow, that's an interesting." Like, this is an actor that knows how to emote with their body. It's not like it's not just simply. Again, that's the thing, too. Like, if you are going to do a Boba Fett movie, you do want to be able to convey a personality beyond just him carrying his blaster. That's one thing about the original trilogy. He really has no unique body language.
Yeah, that's hard to do with just a mask on. But, see, I keep thinking of it as a Bounty Hunter spinoff, but you're right. I'm not really thinking of Boba Fett.
Well, take Carl Urban and Dredd. It's like, yes, is Carl Urban a household name? No. But at the same time, though, he is an actor. He's a character actor that knows how to think outside the box.
Right.
And that's what they do. Like, they'd have to sit there. Like, again, I don't know. Again, I looked up. Boba Fett is, on Wikipedia, 6 feet tall. So it wouldn't be hard to find a six-foot actor that could sit there and do that. But, again, it would be someone. It would not be a household name, but it would not be a – it's not going to be Tamora Morrison. You're not going to have him portraying the character in the flesh. He'd probably have to dub over the voice, but –
he's more famous than the main star of The Force Awakens.
Tamora Morrison?
Then, when she was cast as Rey.
Well, that was intentional, though. Like, they deliberately cast Daisy Ridley because they wanted an unknown.
Well, that's what.
Well, but look at the guy who's doing the Han Solo film.
Yeah, nobody, common people don't know who that is. I've only seen him once.
Well, yeah, though, but that's also, again, they're trying to sit there do that, though. But with Boba Fett, though, they really sit there, cast an unknown actor. You know how much, again, skill it takes to sit there, perform without being able to use your face to emote? You know how difficult that is?
Well, I mean, no actor is going to want that role.
For you to be able to say you got to sit there. I'm not, like I said, you're not going to get Daniel Day-Lewis or Brad Pitt. but you will get, like I said, take for example Tom Hardy in Venom. Like, they cast Tom Hardy in Venom, and I would imagine at least half of that movie is going to be him with again, it's going to be a CGI performance. Or even take, like, again, like Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk. Yes, obviously half of that is Bruce Banner, but at the same time, though, you are going to get an established actor. And that's what it is. And that's what's going to be the catch-22. It's like, you do have the ego of an actor who says, okay, I want my face front and center. But you have to find one that figures it's more compelling to have my face obstructed because it'll give me more. Oh, God.
But look at Tom Hardy. He was Bane.
Mm-hmm.
He was Bane. He was, yeah. Half his face was covered in majority of the movie.
That's, he wasn't the main character. Thank you, Jim. And that's what I mean, though. There are going to be actors out there that will, like I said, Alden Ehrenreich is its own separate issue. You're casting him because you want an actor that at least somewhat resemble or can do his best Harrison Ford impression. That's its own thing. You really can't compare that. But again, it's going to be something along the lines of, imagine like kind of like they did Felicity Jones in Rogue One. You're going to have an established actor, again, not a marquee actor, but you're also going to have someone where it's like, okay, they're new enough that the audience can't just sit there. It's like, they're not going to cast Shia LaBeouf as Boba Fett.
Oh, damn it. That was my first pick.
Well, yeah, come on. That's all our first picks. We all want Shia LaBeouf.
Well, here's another thing, too. If they get an unknown, what unknown actor is going to say, let me be in the biggest movie of the year and no one know who I am?
Oh, but no, but the problem is that everybody will know because it'll be on the poster. Yeah, I mean, it'll sit there, name plastered.
I mean, you won't recognize the face when you see it, you know. That's a big thing to risk to take.
No, it's Star Wars.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about it. The only actors whose career was destroyed by Star Wars was probably Jake Lloyd. That's the only actor that's career genuinely was destroyed by this series.
Yeah, maybe so. Natalie Portman said she was almost destroyed by it.
Yeah, but she has smart. It's also the agents they have, too. Like I said, like Boba Fett's not going to be played by a kid.
He was on a pretty good role before Star Wars. I find it.
Oh, yeah. But no, that's right. And also, I said, going back to what I was saying with the character in the Aftermath trilogy called Cobb Vanth, there's a very strong chance that they do a Boba Fett story after Return of the Jedi in the continuity. Then they can recast the new actor. That's another thing. Then you're not beholden to Temuera Morrison or keeping the character behind the mask entirely.
Right. And if it's somebody that finds his outfit, but I don't know how I feel about a fake Boba Fett. If he's like James Bond and there's a different Boba Fett.
But it wouldn't be, though. It would be acknowledged that it's a new character. And obviously, it'd be a new character. He's just wearing the same armor. It wouldn't be like saying, oh, this is fake Boba Fett. This would be, oh, this is Cobb Vanth.
But old school people would not see it as Boba Fett.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Boba Fett to me.
Well, that'd be the point, though. Maybe you might be able to throw in your own thing with Boba Fett. Again,
then it's not a Boba Fett movie.
But at what point, though, do you separate the character? We don't know anything about the character of Boba Fett other than the armor. So at what point?
I want the Boba Fett that hates, that has a history with Han Solo in my Boba Fett movie. I want the Boba Fett that's crawled his way out of a Star Wars pit.
That character at this point, nobody even... Think about that. In the new Star Wars continuity, they're exploring every single avenue of the Star Wars universe. Yet you're taking the second most popular character in all of Star Wars, and it's been, over 4 years since Star Wars was acquired, and we have not gotten one new bit of information about that character. No, outside of the fact that his armor has been reclaimed by somebody. Think about that. That character's name is only mentioned a handful of times in the new continuity.
Well, they're saving that, I think.
That's what I mean, though. So, like, they might not even know what they're doing with the character yet. I would imagine there's probably people that are getting paid a lot more than we are, which is nothing, to be thinking about this and trying to figure it out.
Well, that's a good job.
I don't know. At this point, we've been talking about this for almost an hour. Yeah. I think we're actually further away from a concrete concept than we were when we started.
All right.
But yeah, like I said, I want if I had to do a Boba Fett movie, I think it would be fun, but Jim's pitch, which makes sense, terrifies me because I think it would take everything mysterious about the character and shed light on it. Like you were saying, Darren, they're going to do everything from, oh, this is how Han Solo got Chewbacca. Oh, this is the Kessel Run. This is this. I think if they ever do it, they're going to shine a light on, or they're going to do, at the very least, they're going to explain no disintegrations, and I think that would be a bad thing.
Yeah, I do too. But cause there's some, you like to have some mystery in a movie. You don't want everything explained to you. But that's why I'm still hoping out that it's a Boba Fett. It's just called Bounty Hunters, and he's just one of the bounty hunters, which is,
well, that's like, even they take the concept of the Seven Samurai. You have a little, I know they've already done it in the Clone Wars, but do it again and do it slightly different. You have a village on some planet in the galaxy. The Empire is about to invade the planet. This village is able to hire seven bounty hunters. It could be any seven bounty hunters. And you throw in a Dengar or a Zuckuss, and one of them is just Boba Fett. And it's this little village trying to protect their home from the Empire. And it's like all the, it's kind of like, oh, you can almost, not, I don't want to say like a zombie survival film, but it's a survival film where they're trying, like, they have to be really crafty and set up booby traps and do all these things. And then at the very end of the movie, Boba Fett's like, I have one trick left, and this is it. This is our last stand. And he, like, disintegrates an entire Star Destroyer's worth of stormtroopers. And that's when, and the very last shot of the movie is Vader gets off the, I don't know, shuttle, kills the final thing of the, I don't know, whoever's the head of this village, and says, like, impressive, most impressive. And that's how we know Boba Fett and Vader. Like, they could do something as simple as that. Make it really small scale. Don't explain everything. Keep him as mysterious as possible. You can make him the lead, and he can talk about, let him talk about new things that we've never heard before. You can add more to the Boba Fett story without explaining the few things we already know. Like, that's the thing about Star Wars, is that you don't need, Star Wars is very incestuous. We don't need more of everything we already know in Star Wars. Like, that's, like, again, Stormtroopers is fine. Stormtroopers is one of the many faces of Star Wars. I have no complaints with that. Plus, Stormtroopers, that's the great thing about Stormtroopers. They're everywhere in Star Wars. So you can kind of do anything you want with them. But, like, we don't need everything explained. And you don't even need to know this integrations thing. But just give him something to do that doesn't shine a light on everything, and then I'll be happy. And now I'll shut up.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I would love to see a movie that just gets away from the Empire. But you're right about Stormtroopers. I mean, they're kind of like the police of the galaxy, so I could see them in it. But it'd be nice to get as far away from the Rebels and the Empire as we can, which I'm hoping Han Solo does that a little bit, which is, I don't want to see a bounty hunter with a lightsaber turn up.
It's funny you mentioned that. Actually, I was trying to find that Force Unleashed 2 clip with Boba Fett. And actually, the third image, it's a picture of Boba Fett holding a green lightsaber.
Oh, no.
It's funny you mentioned that, because that seems like one of the biggest pieces of fan art there is out there, Boba Fett holding a lightsaber.
I'm old school, so I get mad whenever I see a non-Jedi or non-Sith with a lightsaber.
Oh, man. Like I said, that could be interesting, though, but I think that's a little too fan service-y.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we got to have a lightsaber in Star Wars. I'll give you my pitch then. Takes place after Jedi, with Boba Fett crawls out of the Sarlacc pit on Tatooine, and it's kind of like First Blood meets Boba Fett.
Ooh.
Where he sees the police of the local town. They're like, what are you doing? He don't have his armor, because the other guy's got it. So he shows up in his underwear in some little town and gets pushed.
Which could be you're right on there, and it could be an intentional act to shed the armor, so no one knows who he is, so no one else comes after him in his weakened condition.
Yes. And
that's clever.
As he tries to rebuild himself to get revenge on Han Solo, he can be like a hurt Batman. Exercising and everything, you know, heals his back up in 20 minutes.
That'd be clever. Okay, I can get behind that.
But I guess there's lots of ways you can go.
Okay, in that pitch, though, do you fold in any of the new stuff going on? Like, do you sit there, fold in, or is it just really just completely removed from everything else that's going on?
Completely removed. Because it would have to take months. It would have to be months after Jedi. So you can't get into the Force Awakens people too much.
Well, I don't mean like Force Awakens as in like First Order, though. But like, we know like what's going on at that time is that you still have like the Battle of Jakku, where you have like the final stand of the Empire and all this stuff. So you wouldn't include anything. Like, we would not hear any reference to the New Republic or...
No. It would take place months after Jedi, and you might hear, you know, the locals talking about how Vader's defeated and there's change coming. And I guess the galaxy is probably in chaos for a few years after Jedi, I would guess. But there's no ruler.
Well, actually, there is, because after because again, in the Aftermath books, it's only, yes. I think it's about 6 months after the Battle of Endor, because the whole thing is that the New Republic takes over pretty quickly. And that's where, they're again, if you read those books, they explain what's going on with Mon Mothma, and they're trying to sit there, do like there's the liberation of Kashyyyk, and then it leads into the Battle of Jakku, where you have the contingency of the Empire and Gallius Rax. And
it just seems like Tatooine would be lawless. Because it's so far out of rim. And the huts are, I guess, something happened.
Yeah, they're not around. There's no hut, really. There's no hut presence on Tatooine anymore.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So, well, yeah, because Jabba's gone.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could do the other huts fight for that claim? Are there any stories about that yet? Or
no, because in the Aftermath books, it's this new faction called the Red Key faction. I was talking about right at the beginning when I was reading the Cobb Vanth thing. It's this new organization called the Red Key Crime Syndicate. They're trying to take over the Red Key Raiders were a Tatooine-based criminal syndicate led by Lorgan Morvellin. Like other syndicates after the fall of the Galactic Empire, as well as the death of Jabba the Hutt, the Raiders attempted to disguise their operations as a legitimate business by posing as a mining organization called the Red Key Company. My guess from that is that probably is going to probably do something with the Guavian Death Gang, if I had to guess. Something with them, or I don't think it's going to be Kanja Club, but it's. I think that's one thing they're leading to in the new in the sequel trilogy. There's a lot of crime syndicates that appeared once the Empire was gone. I know even in Bloodlines they discuss that a lot too, is that crime really is on the rise during the New Republic era.
Yes,
that could be interesting though. But the problem with Tatooine though is Tatooine really, is there enough going on Tatooine to lend to like a First Blood sort of thing where there's that much? Like, I feel like there'd be a lot just running around in the sand.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't know. I think that's interesting though. Like the idea of him shedding his armor in order to remove that sort of stigma or reputation he has, that's got my attention.
Yeah, or help him hide out, because he wants revenge on Han. You would think he would be even more eager to find Han Solo, but then again, we can't have a Han Solo with not a young Ford. So,
all right, okay. Hey, Mark, Jim, who wants to pitch their idea, or do you have an idea to pitch?
I don't really have an idea for what's going to be in this film.
Let me ask you this, Mark. If you had to pick a spin-off film, do you even want a Boba Fett film, or would you prefer they went a different direction? Or, like, if you had your choice, like if Kathleen Kennedy called you right now, Mark, and said, "Dear Mr. Mark, what spin-off film would you want for 2020? You could pick anything you want. Would you want it to be a Boba Fett film, or would you want another character or another timeline or another story?"
Personally, probably another story. You see, the thing is that not that I dislike Boba Fett or Han Solo, but you know, a lot of it just kind of feels like fan service to me. You know, just doing these like somewhat origin stories of these characters that we already know. I mean, it's cool to see some backstory for them. You know, it's cool to see it, but I guess I'm looking for something new. I don't mind it, though. I wouldn't mind a Boba Fett spinoff or a spinoff based on some other established character. But I do want to see something new. Something, you know, something that can, like, further elaborate on some other event. You know, like Rogue One did. And, you know, that's something neat to see. So I know there's been people that have been wanting to see, for example, like a Old Republic type of movie. That would be great to see. You know, coming back to it, maybe there are other characters that we can get more background on, like a Darth Maul origin story, or maybe even a Clone War.
How about this? Yaddle, a Star Wars story. I can hear the money registers cha-chinging right now after that idea.
That'd be funny. And in the movie, they'll have like Yoda who discovers Yaddle and sees it. That they have strong force energy, and all of a sudden, you know, this whole movie is about how he rises from rookie, from Padawan to Jedi Knight, then to Jedi Master, and onto the console.
That'd be You know what would be really cool if they did do a young Yoda spinoff movie, and it took it wasn't just exclusively about him, but it was during the Old Republic era. If they did an Old Republic story and they had him as just like a, I don't want to say background character, but like he was just kind of like a secondary character, I think that could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, like, you know, now that you mention it, I would like to see like a Maz Kanata, you know, type of movie.
Isn't she old too? Hasn't she been around like as much as Yoda has?
Yeah, she's older than Yoda.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool if they did like a Yoda origin story and then they had Maz Kanata there, like either a cameo or a small role or something.
I have our million-dollar idea. Mark, okay. You and I are going to write a Maz Kanata movie that's like Cheers. I think we've hit pay dirt right here.
Yeah,
that could be fun.
Yeah. Now, see, I was thinking of a Yoda and Maz Kanata rom-com. Kind of funny, and they in high school, maybe, college.
Okay, and it'll be like that, like they will they or will or will they yeah, or will they yeah. not vibe, or it's like, oh man, they get fine. Okay. It's kind of like Ross and Rachel.
Yeah, yeah, and I guess they can work at the bar too. So we can just combine all the storylines together.
That'd be so great, absolutely great. And then Lord Emperor Snoke can be like the wacky like patron that comes into the bar.
Yeah, and he's like, hologram. Oh man,
there's that Snoke guy. That'd be a great TV series. Maybe we should pitch this. Like, can we do it like on a little bit more of like a highbrow like network, like Showtime or Stars? Like, this could be fun. Like a star. Like, this is why I mean. Like, this is why. Like, considering now that Disney has so much money from all this, I think it'd be really fun to have a Star Wars like TV show. That's something. Again, I don't want to say Cheers, but something a little bit like in that line where it's not a sitcom, but like it has that vibe where it's like, okay, like you get to see like all these like day-to-day operations of Star Wars from like these people that never ever focus on in a movie.
Yeah,
like I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, like The Office, but they're rebels and they work at The Office. And they're just
I don't know if it's like that, but like I don't know. I think a bar is a good thing just because like everybody walks into a bar at one point in their life. An office is like one thing. Like it would be fun to see like a stormtrooper version of The Office. Yes, that could be a lot of fun. I'd like to see a Star Wars TV series that like does something like really just not weird, but just outside of Star Wars' comfort zone.
Yeah, so I like to see something that's not so serious. And like that's what I loved about the old Star Wars Marvel comics. They didn't take their stuff serious. But there's some good storylines in there, you know. If you can get past, you know, a walking Jackrabbit.
Oh man, Jackson. We need that character. Where's that figure in the fans' choice poll? I want that character. I'm gonna put all my chips on that.
I would actually buy that one, I think.
I think they'd be surprised how well that would sell.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do it because they went back and made some Marvel figures. I remember there was a Vader that looked more like the Marvel.
Yeah.
I didn't do that line. Do him then.
You know what I really miss? There's one thing, again, we're getting really off topic here. But I really miss, like, I don't think Star Wars has any levity nowadays. Like remember how Robot Chicken did, like, their three-part thing with all the Star Wars parodies?
Yeah. And then Family Guy did that whole.
Well, yeah. Family Guy was trying to do, like, a Spaceballs-esque parody of Star Wars.
Right.
But, like, I really like the, I don't know which one it was. It was one of the three that Robot Chicken did. But it was like the Emperor going up the escalator as like all the stormtroopers are like, it's like, I forget what it's in there, like, hail my lord. And it's like, stormtrooper. And it's like, hail my lord, stormtrooper. And eventually by the end, he's just like giving them the finger and telling them to F off. It's like, it's something like that, though. It's like, it doesn't have to be canon, but just a little bit more, again, silliness in Star Wars.
Yeah, that's just a little highbrow, a little more.
That's one thing I feel is missing in Star Wars. I guess after you spend $4 billion on something, you really don't want to poke fun at it. But I don't know. I feel like that's one thing that's definitely missing in Star Wars.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about those old Marvel comics. Some of them got really silly, but it was just fun.
Yeah.
Now they would never get that silly with it.
The only thing they do now that's kind of silly is they do the TV show with the Lego characters. I think it's on like Disney XD.
Yeah.
And the problem with that show is that everybody's so hung up over whether it's canon or not, the humor's lost on everybody. Everyone's like, oh man, did Darth Vader really behead the plastic C-3PO? It's like, probably not. Why does it matter? Just laugh at it.
Yeah, they get carried away.
That's the thing about this. I feel like they ever did something like that, it would be so. I think it's also the fandom, too. I don't think the fandom wants to laugh at Star Wars anymore. I just
some of them, yeah.
Well, some of them. I'm not saying I never meant to speak to, for yeah, everybody though. But it just seems like everybody takes Star Wars so seriously now, where it's just like, and I guess if there's no demand for it, they're never going to ever pursue that sort of avenue.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't seen or heard anything about a Lego Star Wars movie. When they did Batman, and
you know why they don't do that, right? Because all those Lego movies are all Warner Brothers.
Oh, that's right.
That's competition. I know for the Lego movie, they did have Han Solo and Lando in there.
Yeah.
But I think the reason why you're not getting a explicit that as a movie is because, yeah. Lego made a deal with Warner Brothers.
Yeah, who does those straight-to-video Lego Star Wars things?
I don't think that's... It's Lego, though. I don't know who does that. I gotta look into that.
Where's Mark?
It just depends on who has the license, who gets a license. Depends on, you know, whatever the project is. It could be anything. For example, Yoda Chronicles thing. Yeah, there was this other one that came out. I think it was only like 4 or 5 episodes that came out last year. Basically, the story of Star Wars, you know, all the 6 movies, but from a retelling from C-3PO's point of view. But to answer your question, in a more straightforward way, no, it could be anyone. It could be the Warner Brothers. It could be just any studio, any production company. That as long as Lucasfilm gives them a license, you know, they'll do it.
Yeah, that's where we're talking about a lot of the Batman Lego movies, Warner Brothers.
Yeah, that one is Warner
Brothers. Why they went to a Star Wars one.
That one is Warner Brothers. But I would say also more with Lego as well. So Lego has all these licenses, and so they can pull in from various IPs as well.
Anything else we want to talk about when it comes to the Boba Fett standalone film?
Nothing I can think of. I think we covered the thing.
Jim, you have nothing else? You've already pitched. You want basically something with Darth Vader, right?
Yeah, I think you're going to have some known supporting characters. But I think I like the idea of a whole new adventure that doesn't answer every single Boba Fett question that ever existed.
All right, I'll take that. All right.
I would just say, just be prepared for anything this summer. Be prepared for an announcement, be prepared for it to be a Boba Fett announcement, be prepared for it not to be a Boba Fett announcement, and just be prepared for it as far as like where it's going to fall in the timeline.
So concludes this episode of the Star Wars Junk Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Star Wars Junk and at SW Junk Podcast and at StarWarsJunk.net. As always, please leave us a review on iTunes. Make sure to check out SkywardFunSupply.com for all your toy needs. For questions, comments, concerns, or snide remarks, contact me, Zach, on Twitter, at Rogue Knight, KNITE. Where can people find you guys?
You can find me at SWMegaFan on Twitter. That's SWMEGAFAN.
This is Jim. You can find me on Twitter at JT Star Destroyer.
And this is Darren, and you can find me, of course, at Star Wars Junk. And I'll say again, the snide remarks go to Zach.
Lucky me, but I like the snide remarks. All right, guys, have a good night. Bye bye.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.